أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، وتب علينا يا مولانا، إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين. وأصلي وأسلم على حبيبك المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم وحبيبنا، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. بسم الله، توكلنا على الله واعتصمنا بالله، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وأفوض أمري إلى الله، إن الله بصير بالعباد. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a blessing time. A time be witness to us, not against us. A time can benefit us in this life and hereafter, inshaAllah, by setting our intention only purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's topic is a topic a lot of people always ask about it, concern about it, worry about it, wonder about it, and where is the truth? And with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to share about this topic from Islamic point of view, according to Quran and Sunnah, purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the topic is jinn. And who is jinn? And is jinn truth or false? And who the jinn? Let's go step by step. Number one, iman. Iman is meaning faith. And part of our faith is the faith of the unseen, or the unseen? Unseen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter of Baqarah, verse 1-3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, you believe in the second verse, those who believe of the unseen, and they are making their salah on time and all the time. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and with what we provide to them, they spend for me. By this way, three quality: the belief of the unseen, establish regular salah, and spending of what Allah has been giving you. What is the belief of the unseen? We believe in Allah, we never see Allah. We believe in Jannah, paradise, we never see Jannah. We believe in hellfire, we never see hellfire. We believe in the Day of Judgment, we never see the Day of Judgment. We believe about a life after death, we never see life after death. We believe in the kingdom of angels, we never see angel. And we believe about jinn and shayateen, the devils, and we never see them. Or some of us have some story, but nobody knows exactly what's going on. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahqaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ Chapter Al-Ahqaf, verse 46. And we let some of the jinn listen to Qur'an. يَا مَعَشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِي يقصون عليكم آياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا Chapter Al-An'am, verse 6. O mankind and jinn, did you not know about my messenger who came to you to give you my own story and give you my sign and warn you about this day, which is the day of judgment? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rahman, chapter Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 130, and Al-Ahqaf, which chapter 46, verse 29, and Ar-Rahman, which chapter 55, verse 33. يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان. O jinn and ins, mankind, if you can penetrate to heavens and the earth, do it. You will not able to do it unless you have the power. And this power is only me, the owner of power, I will allow you to have it. Which is the power of knowledge, the knowledge of the unseen again, which only Allah can give it to whom He wants. And also in Surah Al-Jinn, chapter Jinn, number 72, verse number 1. قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Say, يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, it revealed to me is some of the jinn, they heard you. And they said, we heard a Quran, very wonder. This is some of the evidence of Quran about jinn and who's the jinn. And also in Quran, وَإِنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنْسِ يَعُذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. And also some men of mankind used to get help from the men of male of jinn. And they causing them hard time and trouble. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, and this is an authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, reported by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, we were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night, and one time we lost him. We cannot find him. And we were in a valley outside Medina. And we were very anxious to what happened. And when we came in the morning, he came to us. And he said, Ya Rasulallah, where you been? We try to find you and we cannot find you. And we sleep at night, a very, very tragic night, because we miss you. He said, it came to me a group of jinn, and I went with them to teach them Quran. And he took us to where they were and where the meeting take place, and the sign of where they have the meeting. And as the Prophet ﷺ replied, they asked him about the food. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, everything your hand can touch, say Bismillah and it will become meat. And every piece of bone the Muslim eat it and he left it, Allah will give it meat again for the jinn to eat it. And every leftover of the animal, they can eat it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, do not clean yourself with the food of your brother. Because before at this time, when a person used to go to finish his duty, what is it called, number two? What's that? Nevacate? Defecate? What is it? Defecate? Okay. When a person used to defecate in the desert, he used to use bone and sometimes or leaf to clean himself, meaning to clean his back, you know, whatever. Now, after this hadith, it become almost not permissible. Because the bone is, Allah will give it meat and they will eat it after we finish. And also Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, another companion, he said, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah gave him advice. He said, oh, Abdullah ibn Sa'id ibn al-Khudri, I saw you love sheep, and you love to be alone in the valley. If you are going to spend some time with your sheep and your valley, and coming the time of Salah, make adhan and make it strong, make it loud. Because anyone hear you from jinn or ins or anyone will be witness to you in the Day of Judgment. And also another hadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, him and companion was going to one of the market called Uqaz. And at this time the shayateen, and we're going to come, what's the meaning shaitan? We're going to come and talk about it later on. The devils has been veiled of the knowing of what going on in the sky. And they have been beaten by stars and been burning them. And they said, what happened? They said, the noise, the news of the above has been veiled from us. And this is what happened to us. And he said, go east and west, north and south. Look, what happened? What's the difference? Until they find out is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is praying Salatul Fajr with some of the companion. And when they heard the Quran, they said, this what happened. This what happened, it make us veiled. And they went and they make news to their people, as we heard today, a revelation from Allah. Very interesting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed this verse in Surah Al-Jinn, chapter 1. Now, again, not able to see them doesn't mean is not exist. For example, electricity. You cannot see electricity, but it exists. Your brain and the way it functions, you cannot see it, but it exists. Because a lot of people said, is things we cannot see, we cannot believe. What about your own soul, the one inside of you? You cannot see it. But still, is part of you. And you have to believe it. And you see when you die, when a person dies, his soul is gone. By this way, is the topic is closed about the existing, even if we do not see. And we believe the word of Allah, and we believe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the beginning of the topic. Because this topic is a topic of the unseen. It's not like any another topic. No, everything we're going to talk about it is unseen knowledge. Now, where is the jinn created from? We know we created from clay. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, He created Adam from clay. We know that, we have no doubt about it. But we not clay, like I said before. Because Allah can take any form and transfer it to something else. Also, angels made from light. Doesn't mean they are light. What about jinn? Jinn made from the tip of the flame. Allah created them from the tip of the flame. According to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 15, verse 27. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. And jinn, we create him from the tip of the fire. And also Iblis, وَلَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ, he said when he was arguing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 12, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. I am better than him. You create me from fire and he been created from clay. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a hadith in Sahih Muslim by Aisha radiallahu anha. He said, خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَ مِنْ نُورٍ. Angel created from light. وَخُلِقَ الْجَانَ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ. And jinn created from the tip of the fire. And وَخُلِقَ آدَمٍ مِمَّا وُصِفَ لَكُمْ. Now somebody will ask question, how come somebody created from fire and you can torture him by fire? And the answer is very simple. If I get a piece of clay and hit you, I can kill you and I can cause a lot of damage with clay, which is the same. Or even water. I can drown you in water. Some people can torture you with water, cold or hot. By this way, same for man doesn't mean the ability cannot be done. I'm just trying to cover every point somebody can think and said, oh, what about this? Okay? And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many evidence from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about many ahadith, and all the hadith I said is authentic in Bukhari. In Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time, shaitan came to him with a piece of fire in his hand and he kept butting him in his face in the time of salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took him and he's strangling him. He strangled actually Iblis. He's strangling him until he said, I felt the coldness of his saliva in my hand. By this way, if he held and he felt the saliva of the devil in his hand, meaning they have some shape or form, similar to us in somehow, but the material is similar, this why is not seen to us. And also, as Rasulullah said, he said, the devil running in the vein of mankind like blood. Meaning, he has the ability to enter in anywhere and becoming internal in us. Similar to the waswasa, the whisper of the devil, how he can whisper inside our heart and in our mind. By this way, we have to know, they are a creature, but they have the ability to maneuver very fast, and they can go back and forth very quick, and also they can penetrate and enter things we cannot imagine, similar even to our brain. They can enter in and out causing any damage. We're going to talk about it when we're going to talk about epilepsy and crazy people and where it's coming from. Now, what is the kind of jinn? Is jinn is one kind or too many kind? Jinn is actually three kind. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, jinn is three kind. One kind, they have wings and they fly in the air. And some kind, they are in the shape of a snake and a scorpion. And some kind, they are different shape and they go in a different animal and different creature. Where do they live? They live in a desert. They live in the caves. They live in a deserted area. They live in the dirty places. They live in a bathroom. They live in the places where the garbage is. They live in the deep of the sea. They live in the islands. Any deserted place, they live. But also we have to stop for a moment. Is big difference between shayateen and jinn. What's the difference? Jinn is a creature. Shaitan is the one Iblis, he disobey Allah and Allah make him shaitan of his action. By this way, any jinn, a disbeliever, working for the devil, he become shaitan. Doesn't mean every jinn is shaitan. We're going to talk about that when we're coming to what kind of jinn and all kind of religion and faith. This why also when you before you go to the bathroom or you before to you go to any deserted area, you said Allahumma a'udhu bika min al-khubth wal-khaba'ith, meaning, oh Allah, I ask you refuge and saving my from male and female of jinn. And one person, he talked to one of the jinn, and he asked him, and this jinn was Muslim, do you live in a very dirty places? He said, no. We do not do that. Only disbelievers do that. But we live in a clean places, and we like what you like, and we dislike what you dislike. And also the Prophet ﷺ, he said, if you are in a desert or in a cave, and you see a hole, don't urinate in it, because it might containing a house of jinn and you can causing damage and they can coming after you and asking for revenge. This why people who live in a place like Guyana or Texas or deserted area, sometimes you act, they do things very simple, but they find weird things happen around them and they do not know what it coming from. By the end of tonight, inshallah, you will know a lot about what's happening. Now, is the jinn, they eat and they drink? Yes, they eat and drink. All of them? Some of them they eat and drink, some of them they don't. But they eat and drink. And there's many a hadith about it. And there's many a hadith about the Prophet ﷺ about what he have, because it's constitution between us and them. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the shaitan, he permit to himself any food will not have the name of Allah in it. Anybody eat something, you do not mention the name of Allah, shaitan will be part of it. And there's many ahadith about that. An authentic ahadith. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim, again, authentic hadith, he said, if you enter your house, say Bismillah, and give salam in the house, even if people there or not there. If you do that, a shaitan will come and said, no sleeping tonight and no eating. And if the man did not say Bismillah and say Assalamu alaikum, he said, we have food and we have living tonight. And he will share with you your bed and he will share with you your food. And this you apply to anything. Even when you have intimacy with your wife, if you do not say Bismillah and you start in a state of wudu, shaitan also will join you. And you're thinking you're having fun, but actually he having fun too. And it's very dangerous. And many evidence about what we're talking about. It just, I want to go through it, you know, to save time. How is the shaitan has, what do you call it? Like people see in horns. Yes, shaitan has horns. And the evidence of that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الشَّمْسَ تَطْلَعْ بَيْنَ قَرْنَيِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَتَغْرُبْ بَيْنَ قَرْنَيِ الشَّيْطَانِ. The sun come up between the horn of shaitan and come down between the horn of shaitan. And this why? We not allow, or is not permissible, or is not recommended to pray when the sun go down and when the sun come up. Is the jinn can shape themselves in different shape and form, and what kind? And to ask this one is hadith, authentic hadith by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, when he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me a duty to save the money of zakah in Ramadan. And money including food at this time. And he said, at night, a creature came to me. And I find this creature taking food and running. I said, what happened? He said, I'm a poor man. Meaning he came in the shape of what? A man. And he said, I will tell the Prophet. He said, please forgive me, I have a poor family, allow me tonight, I will not come back. He said, okay, I let him go. Rasulullah SAW the following day, he asked him, oh Abu Huraira, what happened to your friend last night? He said, such and such. He said, he's a liar and he will come back. The following day, Abu Huraira again at night, a man came, stealing some food and running with it. What happened? Oh, my wife is hungry and I have kids, I have no money, this and that. And he ran. Forgive me, it is the last night. The Prophet ﷺ, he tell him the second night, how is your friend at night, Abu Huraira? He tell him, He said he's a liar and he will come back. The third night, same thing. Now Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, I capture him. And I said, that's it. And he said, every time you lie to me. He said, can I teach you something and you let me go? He said, go ahead. He said, recite Surah Ayatul Kursi. The verse of Quran, Ayatul Kursi. If you do it before you sleep, no shaitan can come to you until morning. And I left him. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, what happened to your captured prisoner last night, Abu Hurairah? He said, he claimed he teach me something and I let him go. He said, what he said? He said, he teach me to recite Ayatul Kursi every time I go to my bed. He said, he teach you the truth, but he's a liar, he is shaitan. By this way, we know from this hadith is, shaitan came, or one of them, in the shape of what? A man. And just for the benefit, let's say Ayatul Kursi now. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم صدق الله العظيم. And there's many story about that. Again, and about Ayat al-Kursi. By this way we know is the jinn can have different shape. And also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hayyat masakh al-jinn kama musakhat al-qirada wal-khanazira min bani Israel. The snakes and the pigs. The snake is part of jinn. They have been changed, meaning he was jinn, and changed to the shape of a snake of their disobedience, similar to the people of Bani Israel, they became like monkey and pigs. Wa Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said in an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the dogs is not a nation like you, I will command you to kill all the dogs, especially the black one, because the black one, it is carrying jinn, or it is one of their jinn. Also is one of their master, not only a regular jinn, meaning one of their own shaitan, devil, and a master, a teacher. And also another hadith by Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu, he said Rasulullah sallam is a, if somebody come to make salah, make sure you have something in the front of you. Because if somebody cut your salah, like a donkey, or a woman, or a black dog, okay, your salah is broken. Now, Abu Dharr, he said, why the black dog, Ya Rasulullah, from the red or yellow dog? He said, وأبا ذر. Because every black dog is a devil. This is why some people said, do not look to a black dog in his eyes. Do not look to a black cat in the eyes. And we will coming out in a time when the Prophet advised us, if you see a black snake, you kill it. Because it is shaitan. And also, as we know, the famous story in Quran and in the Sunnah about Suraq ibn Malik, meaning Iblis came in a time of a battlefield with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against the Prophet and his companion, in a shape of whom? Suraq ibn Malik, and take all the disbelievers and fight against the Prophet. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took some sand and threw it away, he started to retract, and he saw Angel Jibreel. And at this time he said, I see what you do not see, I fear Allah, and he ran away. And he leave them after he tells them to do that. One of the big imam, his name Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh, he said, and jinn, they change shape in the shape of people, animal, snakes, scorpion, and even cows, camels, sheep, horses, mule, donkey, and even bird. Now, one another scholar, he replied, he said, but we have to keep in our mind, this shayateen cannot change the shapes the way they want it. They have their own knowledge and their own system to able to change from one form to another. By this changing, they do not do it by their own will. They doing it after they ask Allah, and Allah allow it for his own wisdom. Because we cannot believe shayateen have the power to do whatever they want. No. By this way, keep in your mind, yes, they change. But even the change do not done without the will of Allah. In a certain format, we do not know about the detail about it. And also many story about a man. He came to his house and he find his wife outside. And he's almost going to divorce her. She said, please don't do that until you see who's in the house. He said, who's in the house? And he entered in the house, he found a big black snake. He started killing the snake. And in a moment he killed the snake, he was killed. He fell down and he died. What happened is, he killed the snake. And some member of the family of the shayateen, they killed the man in the same time. Because the snake was actually a part of the family, in the shape of a snake. And the Prophet ﷺ replied, he said, in Medina is jinn. They became a Muslim. If you see some of them, do not harm them, but give them 3 days. And warn them before you kill them. Only kill the shaitan. What this meaning, we will come to it later on, is when we feel a place has shayateen, you do not even start burning them or torture them by reciting Quran. No, you're not allowed to do that until you give them 3 days and you warn them. And we will come through the procedure inshallah. How to clean a house from shayateen. Is jinn and shayateen, they have male and female? Yes, and this is what we said about the dua before. Is the jinn, they have duty like us? Yes, they have complete duty like us, and the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent to mankind, men and jinn. What is the source of that? The source of that is Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 130, and Surah Ar-Rahman, chapter 55, verse 18. And in Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O mankind and jinn, did not I send you messenger among you to tell you about me and send you, and I send you sign and revelation and the warn you the day of this day? By this way is jinn according to Quran and Sunnah, they completely like us. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went and teach them. And we know for a fact, in authentic ahadith, he went and teach him. And they completely have complete thing exactly like us. Meaning prayer, zakah, everything exactly like us. Is jinn have different belief? Yes, exactly like us. You have the Hindu, you have the Christian, you have the Muslim, you have the Buddha, you have the sinner, you have the obedience, you have your sheikhs, you have the corrupt one, you have the hypocrite, you have the pious, you have the kind, you have the generous. Everything exactly like us. Okay? And you have nation, color, everything, shape, you name it. Okay? Is the jinn they will enter Jannah? A scholar have dispute about that. But some of the majority scholars, they said, if they are completely under revelation and they have the same duty, and according also to Surah Ar-Rahman, chapter 55, verse 56, and chapter 55, verse 46 also, and 47. And even if we're not sure, we leave it to Allah, He is the doer. He can send them to Jannah or send them to whatever He wants. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in At-Tirmidhi, is hadith also sahih, is when he was reciting the end of Surah Ar-Rahman, he said, مَا لِي أَرَاكُمْ سُكُوتًا? Why I see you quiet? Jinn was better than you. When I recite this verse, they said, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ? With what? With the sign of Allah and the na'am of Allah you lie and you deny. How you deny with all His gift and sign of Allah? The jinn reply at this time said, how with all His na'am we deny Allah? We thank Allah for what He offered. Every time he hears this verse. Is the jinn fear people or people fear jinn? Actually, jinn fear people more than us. But when we do not know and we have weak belief, we start fearing them. And once we know, they know, we fearing them, the bad one among them start playing game with us and start attack us. This is why you do not find somebody who has strong iman and strong soul, shayateen play game with him. No. The majority of the situation when a person is weak, a scared person. And even one of the early tabi'een, his name Muhammad ibn Sulaiman Baghindi, he said, I was making salah, and every time I make salah, I saw Ibn Abbas, one of the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he keep, you know, give me hard time in salah. And when he give me hard time, I went and I hide a knife. When I'm in the middle of salah and he came to me, I took the knife and I hit him. And after that, he disappeared. What happened is what we're talking about it. What we're talking about, the majority of people do not really understand it because a lot of this unseen again. Until you really have some experience in your life or somebody coming and say something. Because let me show you something. A lot of this topic and a lot of people who have problems, they will not talk about it. Because they're afraid people will say about them they are crazy. Doesn't mean the problem is not there. A lot of people have problem, but they do not talk about it. And will come and I will explain it to you. Is the jinn envy mankind? Yes. Because Allah elevate us and give us more than them. By this way, jinn envy us. And this is why you have to protect yourself even when you are alone from shaitan all the time. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ وَقُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, the last two chapters of Quran. And also is Rasulullah sallam tell us is to say اللَّهُمَّ نَعُوذُ بِكَ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم أعوذ بك من شياطين الإنس والجن ونعوذ بك من الأعين ما ظهر منها وبطن إن شاء الله و I will try to remember another hadith إن شاء الله meaning الله سبحانه أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهمة ومن كل عين لامة I ask Allah to save me with the power of His word against all shaitan and all the bad eye. Is jinn, they marry and have kids? Yes. Jinn marry and have kids in their own way. And but not all of them. Some of them do, some of them don't. And also jinn is bear witness to the one who make adhan. And also in here I have to tell you a story. Is one man, he married, he has a wife, and one day he said, I'm going to make Salatul Isha like usual. He go to the masjid to make Salatul Isha, he never show up. One day, 2 day, 3 day, looking for him, nobody see him. 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months. She went to the imam or the ruler of the governor of this time in the area. She complained to him. He told her, wait a little bit and we'd check. They check all over, nobody know about him. They consider him somehow, we don't know, but by Islamic way, after 1 year he gave her a divorce. And she married. After she married, after another 1 year, somebody knocked on the door. She opened the door, she found the first husband, the one who disappeared. She said, where you been? He said, I was been kidnapped. She said, what? Been kidnapped for 2 years? What happened? He said, a female jinn kidnapped me and take me to her own tribe. And she said, either you marry me or you will not be released. And finally I decided, you know, to said, okay, and I marry her. And after 2 years, I asked her to release me to come to see you. They went to the ruler of the governor at this time, and they put the case in the front of him. Now the ruler ruled to the second husband, not the first one. The first husband complained, what about me? Who tell you to divorce the woman? It's my wife. He said, listen, even what you tell me, I believe it. I believe what you tell me. But imagine if everybody coming every couple of months and I ask where you been, he said, a female jinn kidnapped me. What I'm going to do? You will see kids in the street all over and will say, it's not my kids. And you will create a problem. And this is a true story. It happened in the early stage of Islam. And the ruler at this time, he stand firm. He said, I do not tell you it's forbidden, but I cannot rule for in your favor. No, because he tell him, how you forbid me of something Allah did not forbid me for it. And it was a big argue. But anyway, is not again seen, but is many story and evidence about it. Now, when shayateen be active, shayateen active after Maghrib, after sun go down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in authentic hadith, in Sahih Bukhari, if the time coming tonight, let your children enter the houses. Do not let them play outside, because shayateen at this time start running around. And when the night come, close the door and say Bismillah, because shaitan do not open door closed. And cover your places where you keep your water, and cover your dishes, and shut your light, meaning shut your fire, and say Bismillah. By this way, in this hadith is five command, five order: to let the kids out inside, to close the door, and to close the places with the water, and cover the dishes, it has food, and say Bismillah over it, and close the fire and light. And if you do not have, you can get a piece of branch of wood or something, and just put it across the dish. It will do the job. Like this. Just like that, and said Bismillah. Nothing will go inside because we have constitution between us and them. And also because one of the time of the Prophet ﷺ, some group of people were sleeping, when a mice came at night, pulled a piece of fire, and he ran, and he almost burned everybody. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, if you sleep, shut the fire off before you go to sleep. Now, a scholar said, who won't burn you? Shayateen. By this way, shayateen possess the mice. The mice go play in the fire, carry a big piece of fire, run with it, and burn everything. And we said the mice did it. No, it is shaitan. Is animals see shayateen? Yes, some animals see shayateen. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you hear the sound of the donkey, what do you call it?
Braise.
What's that?
Braise.
The donkey brays. Ask Allah to protect you from the devil, because he see a devil or he has a devil. And if you hear the rooster making sound, ask Allah from his kindness, because he see an angel. And also one of the story is, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immigrate from Mecca to Medina, and the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, we do not know where he is, the daughter of Abu Bakr Asma, she said, I heard a voice, and everybody heard it, coming from the mountain, but we do not know who. And the verses, voices was giving a poem, and talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By this way, he can see and carry news. Jinn can see and carry news. And they can cause a lot of problem. And also they used to go and look and try to get closer to the upper level of the sky. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands something or put constitution or descending something, all the angel start making tasbih, praise Allah, and they carry the news. And the shayateen used to hear it. And this how they can come and give it to their own magician or what do you call it, sore throat, and this is how sometimes you get the news. This is why, according to us as a Muslim, when you see a shooting stars, meaning somebody try to penetrate and he get whipped by the will of Allah by another star. Okay? In the past, you used to think this something happened good and make a wish. No, you do not make a wish. And there's a hadith sahih about that in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also when they choose or when they try to grab a word or a news, they take it, multiply it, make a gossip about it, and by the time it's in the earth, is full of corruption. Exactly like us. May Allah give us, you know. Can your own shaitan become a Muslim? Only the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his own shaitan became a Muslim. But all of us, our shaitan is shaitan. Qul qareen. Qareen meaning the companion. Every one of us has a companion, shaitan. To the trial continue. But according to your following sunnah, this how your shaitan become weak. If I get up, according to sunnah. Go to sleep, according to sunnah. Go to the bathroom, according to sunnah. Leave the house, according to sunnah. All the dua, all the prayer, and all the time stay in a state of dhikr. Remember Allah, and keep calling Allah. This is a protection and saving from shaitan. If I do not do that, my shaitan is very strong over me. Now, about Ramadan, we know shayateen in Ramadan is captured. Now, how come we are engaging in the act of shayateen in Ramadan? Some people said, is according to what has been revealed by and said by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not all shayateen is captured in Ramadan, all the big one, the professor, the teacher, the heavy guys, you know, all of them is nearly captured, but you and your own shaitan is still there. And this have a debate: is all shayateen is captured or some of them is captured? But wallahu a'lam, Allah know best. We have some evidence by hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, is when he said, I have been giving five, no one of my ummah before me have been taking it. And one of them is to shayateen be captured in Ramadan, but he mentioned maradat al-shayateen. And marid here, marid by Arabic meaning like the big scholar in the shayatan. Big one. You know? Because we have marid, we have afrit, we have jinn, we have shaitan. It's a different level. Jinn is a simple one, and Muslim, and sinner, and hypocrite. Shaitan is a jinn, disobeyer to Allah, and working for the devil. Direct. Finished. He obey him completely. Okay? And afrit is higher level. Married, he's really there. It's like the commander of chief. You know, can we slaughter for jinn? No. It was in the past, and it happened even in the time of Muslim. Is a story behind it. Okay? I'm not going to go through it because it's a long story, but the point is, sometime, some Muslim in Medina, in the suburb of Medina, they did it. And it was very bad. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ ذَبَحَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah curse those who slaughter for anyone except Allah. Period. Okay? You cannot do it for anything. What happened is, we're going to go through it later on, is when a time coming and somebody do something bad, and you go to some of these people until you know, get a chicken with red head, white tail, this and that, a special one. And they tell you we have to slaughter it for this purpose. By this way, you slaughter it actually for shaitan. Is for haram. Exactly. We're going to talk about it, inshallah, when the time comes. Can we ask help from jinn? Is forbidden. Can it be done? Yes. We're going to talk about it, but is forbidden. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in chapter 72, al-jinn, verse 6, Allah said, وَإِنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهْقًا. Some of men, of mankind, they used to get help from the men of jinn, and they causing them hard time and hardship. And one of the jinn, he said, I'm just going to like summarize one story, is he said, some people used to come, and before they sleep in the valley, they used to say, please, the master of this valley, be kind to us, don't do anything. And we used to be tough. And when some people used to come and said, Bismillah, and they ask Allah protection, we cannot do nothing to them. Can you see now? By this way, any time you show weakness in the front of them, they will be above you and causing you hard time. Any time you be connected to Allah, you will be in a good shape, inshallah. And also, any association with jinn is shirk. Shirk or kufr. And we're going to talk about it. What happens if I am going to a place like unknown or deserted and I do not know what to do? The Prophet teach us. Once you enter a place like that, you said, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. If you just said that, the Prophet said, لم يدروه شيء حتى يرتحل من منزله ذلك. The Prophet said, nothing will happen to you until you leave. What you say? You said, I ask Allah, I seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His word, the complete word, from every thing in Allah create. If you said that, Allah will protect you. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if you travel at night and you have to sleep someplace, before you sleep, say this, Ya Ard Rabbi, O the earth of my Lord, Allah, wa Rabbik Allah, and your Lord is Allah, أعوذ بالله من شرك. I ask Allah and protect. Ask Allah to protect me from your badness. وَشَرَّ مَا فِيكِ, and the badness of what you have. وَشَرَّ مَا يَدُبُّ عَلَيْكِ, and the badness of what have been living here. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, I ask Allah to protect me from مِنْ أَسَدٍ وَأَسْوَدٍ, from every lion and every black. وَمِنَ الْحَيَّ وَالْعَقْرَبِ, ومن every snake and scorpion, ومن ساكن البلد ومن والد وما ولد, and every father and the son of the father, meaning every father of jinn and every son of father of jinn. And we said, to seek any help from shayateen or jinn is completely forbidden. Now, can jinn living with us in our houses? Yes. How? Some of the story is true, some of the story is not true. If you live according to Quran and Sunnah, jinn is not there. But they can be coming back and forth, and you do not even feel them. And in Iraq, one of the story is one house used to be deserted and people afraid to go there. And one night, one young man, he went inside and he slept. And before he slept, he read Quran and he makes Salah and he sit. And all of a sudden he find some young man coming from the well. Because at this time the houses have a well of water in the middle of the house. He said, "Who you are? Are you a human being or jinn?" He said, "I'm jinn." He said, "What happened? I heard a lot about this place. What going on?" He said, "This house was deserted. But every time people come, they gamble and they're drinking alcohol. We give them hard time because we are a Muslim. We are jinn Muslim. And they run away. But because of you are a Muslim and you pray to Allah and you make Quran, what we can do? You know, we have nothing against you. We cannot do any mischief." And there's many stories about that, which some of the story is true, some of the story is false. The main thing is, it can be happen. It can happen. Okay? It can happen. In any time, any place. Now, if you feel your house have jinn, what you do? You go one or two, and recommended three, and you enter the house or the place you think is occupied by jinn, and you say, أُنَاشِدُكُمْ بِالْعَهْدَ الَّذِي أَخَذَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ أَنْ تَخْرُجُوا وَتَرْحَلُوا مِنْ بَيْتِنَا أُنَاشِدُكُمْ اللَّهُ أَنْ تَخْرُجُوا وَلَا تَأْذُوا أَحَدًا. You say that three days every day. What do you say? You said of the meaning of, I'm calling you with the constitution between you and us, the one Sulaiman alayhi salam has been already established. Leave our houses and our place. And we call you by the name of Allah to leave without hurting nobody. Leave. You said that three times and you have to say it for 3 days. Second is, and if you feel is something is going on, you're bringing water. You bring a bottle of water and you put your finger in it and you bring it closer to your mouth, very close to the amount you can feel your own breath inside, and you recite. What do you recite? You recite Bismillah Amsayna الذي ليس منه شيء ممتنع وبعزة الله التي لا ترام ولا تضام وسلطان الله المنيع نحتجب وبأسمائه الحسنى كلها عائز من الأبالسة ومن شر شياطين الإنس والجان ومن شر كل معلن أو مسر ومن شر ما يخرج بالليل ويكمن بالنهار ويكمن بالليل ويخرج بالنهار وشر ما خلق وذرأ وبرأ ومن شر إبليس وجنوده ومن شر كل دابة أن تأخذ بناصيتها إن ربي على صراط مستقيم أعوذ بما استعاذ به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى ومن شر ما خلق وذرأ وبرأ ومن شر إبليس وجنوده ومن شر ما يبغي. ثم after that you recite أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, and you recite والصفات صفا from verse 1 to verse 10. And after that, you take it and you breathing in the cup, and you take this water and you like what is it? Sprinkle all over, like around the place, okay? And it should be in a way of you doing it in the Kaaba, meaning you left to right, not right to left. And if you do not remember none of that, okay, it's very easy. You recite Surah Al-Fatiha 7 times. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ 7 times. قل أعوذ برب الفلق 7 times. قل أعوذ برب الناس 7 times. And also آيات الكرسي 7 times. And you make salah على النبي and you call Allah by his name. But the main thing is يقين. Nothing will work unless you have faith in Allah and you do not fear except from Allah. Because also we have to know, jinn is less than us in every level. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. Chapter Al-Isra 17, verse 17. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we elevated the son of Adam. And we carry them in the earth and the sea. And we provide from all the goods. And we choose them over many of what we create. And we choose them for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way we know is we have our Allah give us the upper level. Can jinn distract you and harm you? Yes. And we're going to talk about it. For example, one person, even the one who wrote this book, his own sister died in Saudi Arabia. And why? Because when she was young, she was climbing in a dead tree playing when she fell down. And it seemed to be when she fell down in a baby jinn. And the baby jinn, something happened to him or die or something. And now the family came after this young lady. And every day he beat her up. Every single day he beat her up. Every time she went to sleep, she cannot go to sleep. And for 10 years until she died. Also, don't throw hot water in any place until you say أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. Very dangerous to sprinkle or throw hot water or just play with rocks and hit something, especially after Maghrib. And be careful when you walk in the dark. Don't walk in the dark alone, and you should be always having some companion. And if you do not hurt nothing, do not beat something, do not do any harm to anything, because you never know what you're harming. Like some people love to take just a rock and hit it, you know. You never know who's sitting there, you know. Now we're going to talk another topic. The topic is epilepsy and people who are crazy. From Islamic point of view, epilepsy and the state of any emotion state, the majority of it have been done by shayateen or the act of jinn or sah or witchcraft or whatever. We're going to talk about it. Now, how we know? When a person lose his mind, when a person go to different kind of state without no reasoning, all of a sudden, and the evidence over that is overwhelming. Now, one of the evidence from Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى, those who eat the interest, لا يقومون, they will not get up, إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان, except they will get up the way the one is almost like beat him up, the devil, from mess. Verse Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 275. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who have been possessed by shaitan, they're not stable. And the people who eat interest in the day of judgment, they will get up in the day of judgment, similar like the one who is possessed with the devil. And the evidence of the Sunnah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some person came to him with a son. He's crazy. And they went to him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, get him to me. And he said, give me his back. Turn him around. And when he turned him around, he said he took his cloth, and he make it like almost like a web, and he beat him up in his back, and he said, "Get out, the devil! Get out, the enemy of Allah!" And after that, he took him, and he make du'a for him, and right away, his mother said, his eyes become normal and the boy become normal. Now, from this hadith is we know, shaitan can come and attack a person and make him in a state of crazy. And also, the state of epilepsy can be helped by beating. But certain time, in a certain way, certain technique, you have to have experience and knowledge. You cannot just go and do whatever you want. Shaitan can enter in a person, even a boy. This is why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Ukhruj adu Allah." Get out the enemy of Allah. And also another time, we was walking with a companion with the Prophet ﷺ, when a woman came and said, "Ya Rasulullah, this my boy, he has a problem. Can you see if you can do something to him?" And the Prophet ﷺ, he opened his mouth and he spit and he said, "Bismillah, by the name of Allah, I am the servant of Allah. Get out the enemy of Allah." And after that, he became normal. But don't forget also, you have to have a state of piety. You have to be in a state of obedience. Because Allah, He will not accept your prayer or your effort until you have also connection with Allah. You cannot be in a state of sins and Allah will accept you. No. What's that? You have to have an iman, sure. Iman and obedience. And there's many a hadith about that. Okay? And another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "I ask you to protect me, Allah, from shaitan and wahamazihi wa nafkhihi wa nafathihi." Hamzihi, he said, when shaitan can strangle a person. وَنَفَثِهِ when shaitan try to like possess a person. وَنَفْخِهِ is the arrogant. When he make you upset, arrogant, or make you, you know, like yourself, or make you upset, or make you anger. And there's many, many, again, a story about this. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many people came to him and he recites Surah Al-Fatiha and he recites two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayat Al-Kursi, Ayat Al-Imran, number 18, verse 18, Al-A'raf, 54, Al-Mu'minun 3, Al-Jinn 116, and 10 chapter of Al-Hashr, and Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. By this way is many way to cure a person by Quran and Sunnah. Also is epilepsy is as some scholar said is two kind. One kind it coming from a problem in the electric the electric current inside the brain caused by different chemical, okay? No, different by, because it's not transmitter. Is what happened is you have different status of chemical in the brain causing different status of different electric current, causing different kind of thinking and way of the brain to work. When somebody has different chemical unbalance, it causing unbalance of the electric current, causing unbalance of the behavior of a person. This one kind of epilepsy. The another epilepsy or some kind of craziness, when you go and they ask what happened and they cannot find anything. And usually it coming in a state of seizure or a state of shocks. Can we cure people in this state? Yes. Where it coming from? It coming from Quran and Sunnah, and as many companions did it. And Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu anhu, one of the big imam, one time somebody came to him and tell him, we have, and this happened in 352 Hijri, and the imam was in the masjid, when somebody said, the Khalifa, he has a slave girl, she has a problem, and we think she has a shaitan or something. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he give him his slipper. He give him his slipper, and he take my slipper, and go to your friend, and you go to the tip and in the head of this woman, and you talk to the one who possessed her, and said it. Either you get out peacefully, or I beat you 70 slashes with this slipper. And Ahmad ibn Hanbal said so. And they heard a voice said, no, we obey Ahmad ibn Hanbal because Ahmad ibn Hanbal fear Allah, and we commanded to obey anyone fear Allah. I'm leaving. They said, this woman become normal, nothing happened to her. And she married and she have kids and everything is fine. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal died. The woman start having the same problem again. Now, one of the person who lived this incident is he took his slipper and he went did exactly what Ahmad ibn Hanbal commanded him to do many years ago. He heard the Afrit from inside. He heard the Jinni. He said, I will not accept what you said. I will not listen to you. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he fear Allah, we have to fear Allah. And he obey Allah, we have to obey him. You do what Ahmad ibn Hanbal do, I will get out. This teach us something. You can give the recitation. You can have we learn all the techniques, but it will not work. Why? It work only according to the status of your heart. And even Imam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullah alayh, again, he was sitting when some people came and complained about something happened to certain people. Again, he sent one of his students to talk in his behalf. And the problem was solved. But we're talking about people really, mashallah. When you beat up somebody at this time, you're not beating the person. This is why a person in a time of beating, if you know what you're doing, the person even will not say I. He will not even have any feeling. He will not have even mark. You can beat a person, a beating can kill a camel. But actually in the front of you, you're beating the person. But actually you're not beating the person. This is why you have to know the knowledge. Are you beating the person or are you beating the jinn inside the person? And this takes knowledge and experience. In other words, you can beat the person and you kill the person and you think you killed the devil. No. And you can do a lot of damage. What is the ways it make jinn coming and possessed mankind? One of the imam, he said, because the desire, or following yourself, or love, when you love somebody too much, or you fear too much, or you're not following Quran and Sunnah. And if we want to summarize it, do a man love a female or a female love a man too much? Or sometime you find a man loving jinn, female or a female or a male loving jinn or a human being. This is creating a big problem. And people who experience that, they will know. And also is the oppressor. When you oppress the jinn by doing some damage, like you go to a deserted area and you're just playing and you take a rock and you're beating something and you do not know what you're doing. You might beating or you're destroying a house. This is why sometime in some deserted area, once people move and start cleaning and rebuilding the area, they start having problem. Why the new people have a problem? Because you destroy the houses of existing jinn. And this happened to many deserted areas. And also is anger too much, fear too much, again follow the desire too much, being in a state of sleeping and drunk, not drunk only in a drunk, but drunk in dunya, meaning you're not thinking about death, you're not fearing Allah. You have no taqwa, you have no fear of Allah, you have no love of Allah, you have no Quran, you have no sunnah. You are very weak, you are a shallow person. If you're shallow, someone has to fill you out. And if angel will not be inside of you and give you light and guidance, shaitan will be inside of you and give you darkness and deceiving. How jinn enter to mankind? And where does he stay? You remember when we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created jinn from the upper part of the flame. What this meaning? Some scholars said meaning the hot air in the tip of the flame. Meaning they can go from the nose, they can go from the ear, they can go from the mouth. They can go from any hole a human being have, they can go from it. Now, how we know if a person is possessed? Is a symptom. Let's talk about some of the symptoms. some of the symptoms of, okay, a person who is possessed. For example, you find somebody said, I cannot go to sleep. I cannot go to sleep. I'm tired, I feel so tired, but I cannot go to sleep. Over and over again. This one of the way. Because one of the way, if you really start learning about shayateen, what they do, they make you weak. They make you weak. Also, al-qalaq, meaning to be in a state of, I do not know, what happening? I want to go. No, I do not want to go. I want to sleep.
Panic.
What's that?
Panic.
But qalaq is, you know, when you have uncertain, when you are really, you're not sure about anything. And also al-kawabis, to see a fear dream. Once in a while you see a weird and fear dream. Or somebody beat you up in a dream. Or sometimes you see animal in a very bad shape, very dangerous, coming to try to attack you. Or you wake up and you find yourself eating in your own nails in the middle of sleep. Or you're crying or laughing in the middle of sleep too much. Or you're walking and you are sleeping. This has happened. This happened.
And bedwetting?
I do not know about this, but maybe you know about it. I do not know. No, not bedwetting. But if you know something about it, maybe you know. I do not know. You know, maybe you have certain experience. You can share it with us. Don't forget, anything abnormal, it can be. Most of the people who has this experience, they cannot share it. Because they believe if somebody, they share it, this is another problem. And they do it in purpose. To keep put you under pressure. Under pressure. To slave you later on. I will explain it to you later on. Or you see yourself falling down from high place. Or somebody beat you up and you do not know. Or you've been tight and somebody beat you up and you try to scream and nobody listened to you. Or you see yourself always going to a deserted area or a grave and keep screaming. Or you see creature, you never see them in your life before and you're not sure who they are. And you think, what is it called? FBO or FUO?
UFO.
UFO? What is it?
UFO.
UFO. And a lot of these people who think UFO, if you really hear it, is a lot of nonsense or a lot of jinn. He tells them, you know, we give you Islam and you have no jinn at all. Or if you want, we beat you up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we get the jinn out of you. After you believe in Allah. Or you see shadows and witches and stuff like that. Not watches, witches. You know, if you see watches, I'm sure you're going to go for a second and try to sell it. No. Now, this is the symptom in a time of sleeping. What about the symptom in a time of awareness, in the daytime? You have a headache, very deep headache, come and go, and you're not sure about it. Or you have a problem in your eyes, or your teeth, or your ear, or certain pain, come and go. Or you do not feel like coming to any gathering. Has the name of Allah been remembered? It rings a bell to you? Some people cannot take it. I'm serious, cannot take it. I saw a lot of that. They cannot even take 10, 15 minutes. You feel like, you know, they have to leave. They cannot sit. Ash-shurud. Huh? Excuse me, you remember? Huh? Forgive me, I was not with you. And they forget. Or they be in a state of wonder. This is very dangerous too. Or al-khumul wal-kasal. You're so lazy. You do not know what's going on day and night. Or you have seizure. And you go through different state. Or you have pain in different area in the body and you're not sure where it's coming from. All this meaning you might have either attack or you have been possessed. Because don't forget also, attack and possessed can be sometime, can be all the time. Different. And this is what also we're going to talk about. You have masikulli, you have complete possessed all the time inside your body, or you have juz'i, part only, and you have all the time, or you have part time. Sometime, once a week, once a month, different place, different time. Now, can you cure anyone? Yes. How? You have to have certain qualification. You have to believe in Allah and you have a strong iman. And you believe Allah is a doer without no doubt. And you have to do that in action in your life. You have to believe in Allah and His word 100%. You have to have knowledge of the jinn and shayateen, and you have experience by someone. You have to be knowledgeable about what you have to do, what it will happen, and what you have to do if it happens. You have to know about the entrance of shaitan, the way shaitan enters and the way shaitan leaves. It's recommended for the one who does that, he's supposed to be married. And you cannot be in a state of any sins. And you have to be always in a state of obedience to Allah. And you have to always be in a state of dhikr, remember Allah. And the intention has to be purely to Allah. And you have to protect yourself by a lot of dhikr, a lot of Quran before you do it, and after you do it, and during doing it. How is the way to cure a person? To cure a person, you have to first clear the place from anything against Allah. Meaning picture, statue, dog, anything forbidden. The place has to be from halal money, meaning really pure the maximum you can. And if it's dirt or anything, you have to really do thorough investigation about any dirt or any something or garbage or hidden things. And if the person carries something, like a ladder or something, a piece of cloth, have some kind of, you know, what do you call it? These things people, you know, save it and things it will save them. I do not know. Sometime in a leather case, sometime in a cloth case, with a piece of paper inside, have a funny written, okay? If you have something like that, you have to get rid of it. You cannot do it in a state of any place has any music or anything like that. And you cannot do it and you're wearing gold or anything or anybody, you know, in a state of any, a woman is not covered properly or whatever. And it has to be before that, it has to be a session about faith in Allah and believe in Allah and explain what you're doing, why you're doing it, and for whom you're doing it. And you have to educate them about the difference between the person who believe in Allah and try to cure by the word of Allah, for Allah, by Allah, and by those who are doing all kind of voodoo or something like that. And also is you have to go step by step and asking questions about the state of the person, where he is, stuff like that. For example, do you see animal in your sleep? Do you see animal running after you when you sleep? Do you see any dream can make you upset, or you wake up and you're angry or crying? Do you see something fall down over you? Do you see yourself walking in a road full of animal? Do you feel fear and wonder? All kind of question. And you recommended everybody to be in a state of wudu. and if it's a female, to be covered. And it has to have somebody as a relative, like father or brother or something with them. And it should not be a company of too many people. The person, and the person going to be cured, and if it's a female, the person who are relative, like a father or a brother or an uncle or a grandfather or somebody or a husband. And after that, you put your hand in the top of her head and you start reciting different surah and different dua for different cases. Okay? I can give it to you later on, inshallah. And I give you before, like Surah Al-Fatiha 7 times, and Ayat Al-Kursi 7 times, and the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah 7 times, and verse 163 to 164, Surah Al-Baqarah 7 times, and verse 285 to 286, Al-Baqarah 7 times, Al-Imran 18 to 19, 7 times, Al-A'raf 54, 56, 7 times, Al-Mu'minun 115, 118, 7 times, As-Saffat 1 to 10, 7 times, Ar-Rahman 33 to 36, 7 times, Al-Hashr 21 to 24, 7 times, and Al-Jinn 1 to 9, 7 times, and Al-Ikhlas 7 times, Al-Falaq 7 times, and Nas 7 times. And after that, if you hear any jinn coming, because during that, a person can go to seizure. And at this time, his eyes, the person can go to different state. Or you will hear different voice. Or all of a sudden, that person eye will change color and shape. Or in this area, the forehead, you can see it's wet or moving, or the body is moving in a certain way. At this time, if you see something like that, or you see the body go through like shivering, or the person starts screaming so bad, at this time you try to talk to the person inside. What is your name? What is your faith? What is your religion? Why you went to this place? Why you enter this body? With what authority? Do you know what you're doing? And if he's a one of the big one, meaning witchcraft, sahir, you have to explain, you can burn him. And you warn him by what Allah can do. And in here, it will be going to 3 levels. If the person is Muslim, you give him da'wah. If the person is non-Muslim, you give him da'wah to Allah first, and after that you command him to get out. And if the Muslim non-Muslim and non-Christian, you give them da'wah and you warn them. They still slave to Allah as you like it or don't. Or you tell them what you can do by the will of Allah. And you have to know, shayateen is a liar. And for now, we're going to stop and we're going to continue, insha'Allah, after Salat al-Maghrib, insha'Allah. Oh, we have, I think we have a couple of minutes. Let's try to do something. Now, this also, I'm not going to go through it completely because there's a lot of detail. Now, what happened if the jinn came out? Even if the jinn came out, you have another problem. Is how does a person be saved in the future? By this way, you have a complete formula of things a person has to do after the situation. What is it? Is to follow Quran and Sunnah, to make Salah on time, do not watch TV, do not listen to music, always be in a state of wudu, recite Ayat al-Kursi the maximum you can, let Surah Al-Baqarah play in the house all the time, or read it at least for 3 days. Read and recite chapter Al-Mulk before you go to sleep. Read Surah Yasin in morning and at night. And be in the company of good people. And get away from anybody disobey Allah. And if it's a female, you command her to cover herself. And go back to Allah and follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. And to stop listening to music and listen to Quran. And after Salatul Fajr, to say La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir 100 times. And also to remember to say Bismillah in every action you do. And do not sleep alone in any deserted places. And remember to protect yourself by all the prayer before you do any action according to Quran and Sunnah. And this visitation has to be continued for some time until you make sure the person is steadfast and he building his iman and faith and connection to Allah. Now, what about the person who trying to help other? You have to know, if you are in a situation of a middle of doing that and you feel dizzy, or you by yourself have shivering, or you feel your voice is different, or you feel you have been choking, or you feel your head is too heavy, you have to be quick and start reciting by yourself ma'udat, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Quick, because don't forget, you can go to help somebody and they will try to attack you. Okay, this is very famous. And you have to be always in a state of obedience in general. Okay? And if you do not able to do that, you can recite all that in a tape and listen to it. And this has to continue for at least 1 month to 40 days. And this again, it go according to the situation. And if during this time something happened to you, do not be angry for yourself. No, you have to control yourself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is a lot of detail about this topic. Inshallah, if somebody interesting, he can call me or I will go through it a little bit later on. And inshallah, we go prepare for Maghrib inshallah. And for the time being, we have a few minutes. Is anybody have a question about what we say?
I have one.
Okay.
When you talked about everyone has a companion, a shayateen, a shaitan, a qareen, you mentioned Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his qareen became a Muslim.
Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it Muslim forever, not by His will.
Are there other people?
No. No. We never heard about anybody except the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah make his qareen, his companion, a Muslim. But for us, if you are in a state of obedience all the time, the maximum you can weaken your own shaitan, weaken to the point. If you reach the level of really become closer to Allah, He has no any power over you. Allah take over and He give you complete support.
But you would ask for help?
What kind of help?
If he's getting weaker and weaker, you would ask for it?
He will ask for help? No, because Allah at this time, He's the one who protect you.
No, bring in other
shayateen?
Yes.
Yeah, no. If the question is, if the other shaitan, when he get weaker, he ask for help. Even if you ask for help, at this time Allah is the one protecting you. And also before we leave, is any way to let the jinn out of the body other than the ways we said? Yes. Is one way is called tariqat al-zar. Al-zar meaning when you bring the person and let him sit in the middle and you make a circle. And people start dancing around him with certain duff, with certain drum, and saying certain things with the intention to help him out. And also another way is called tariqat al-istirda. Meaning, you go to somebody and said, okay, this one who possessed you, I meet somebody and he said, he will not get out until he get this amount of money, or this amount of meat, or this amount of animal, or whatever. Is completely forbidden. Or, طريقة الاستعانة. Or somebody said, I know Shaitan is more powerful than him. I can send him to beat him up for you, but I need this amount of money. All this is true. And طريقة الاقسام. And this meaning, or اقسام, meaning is, you go to somebody, again he has connection with that, and he go, and he swear by another shaitan, he will do such and such if this shaitan go. Again, a state of shirk and a state of kufr, and all is not permissible, is all forbidden. Or, you can put him in captured. You go to somebody or a tribe of jinn, higher level, and they kidnap the shaitan and they capture him or beat him up or kill him. Again, is not allowed. Or, again, kill him or torture him. Again, is forbidden. Or, to burning him by another shaitan, by another way of sihr, another way of witchcraft, is not permissible. By this way, all this is not permissible. Now, let's go to some quick couple of things, and that's it, inshallah. If you are want to save yourself from all this, remember, stay in dhikr. Believe in Allah, build your iman, and be in dhikr in everything you do, and say bismillah. Also, if you we have to jump from one place to another, say bismillah before you jump. If you throw a hot water before you throw it, say bismillah, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. If you enter a dark room, always say bismillah. Do not hurt any cat or a dog, especially the black one.
Do not hurt them.
And do not sleep alone until unless it's really necessary. And you have to be in a state of wudu and always in a state of protection. Do not urinate in any place is in a hole or a small cave. Do not kill any snake inside the house until you tell her the constitution and give her 3 days. And otherwise will become oppressor. Even you see manner even at this time?
They have rights.
Yes. And otherwise you would be an oppressor.
They're a guest.
Yeah. Unless you find it in the black and in the main street or main places, yes, you have the right to do that.
What if it's coming to attack you?
Yes, you have the right. And do not go in a desert alone at night. And if you walk in earth, walk slowly and always be in a state of dhikr, inshaAllah. InshaAllah, we continue after Maghrib, inshaAllah. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين